Kenneth Walker finished last season as the number 29 running back per game. He's priced 11th. And this offseason, he changed teams. A real move now, not a rumor. Kansas City signed him to lead their backfield. So the bet isn't will the talent show up, it's does a new, better offense turn an RB29 per game into the RB11 you're paying for? We don't know. That's the episode. The Muff 2026 preview. The season, honestly, a full 17-game workload that piled up counting stats but rarely won you a week. 221 carries for 1,027 at a healthy 4.65 a clip. The efficiency was fine. The problem was the scoring and the volatility, just 5 rushing touchdowns, 11 3-points a game in a true boom or bust shape. He cleared 17 points 5 times but dropped under 7 in 6 different weeks, including a 2.9 and a 3.8. No floor you could start with confidence. The arc is a player in search of a situation, productive on a per carry basis, starved for touchdowns and stability, and now, finally, handed a clear lead role on a contender. That's the whole thesis. Per the reports, this is confirmed. Kansas City signed him in free agency to command the backfield with only a complimentary pass-catching back brought in behind him. What the data says, stripped of the new uniform, the per carry efficiency travels reasonably well. The touchdown share at 16% is low, which, like a few other backs in this batch, means upside if the offense feeds him the goal line rather than downside. But the receiving role was thin, an 8% target share, and that's the stickiest insurance a back can have, so its absence caps the floor. There's no pattern in our library that fires here in either direction. He is, like we said on the verdict sheet, the most honest we don't know on the board. Muffed! The situation is now the entire investment thesis, and we can't model it. A new offense, a new role, a quarterback room and play caller he's never worked with. The bull case writes itself. Low touchdown back joins a high-powered offense. Touchdowns regress up. Lead role locks in a workload. The bear case is just as real. He's never carried a featured role on a good team. The receiving usage that builds a safe floor isn't there. And great per carry on a bad team doesn't always survive contact with a new scheme. The price, pick 16, RB11. Verdict, watch list, paying RB11 for a player who finished RB29 per game on a team he's never played for is a bet on context, not a bet the data can grade. The counter, fairly, the context arrows mostly point up. Better offense, clear role, touchdown positive regression. And if you believe in the landing spot, RB11 could prove cheap. Just know you're buying the situation, not the season he just had. September watch, the touchdown rate and the goal line role in the new offense, that's the entire bull case confirming or not. And whether the passing down work materializes, which is the difference between a floor and a touchdown or bust play. Your guys, every week, next previews queued.